Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're coming from Ezra chapters 6 through 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. He has been gracious. Amen. And he has been faithful to each and every one of us. And I am thankful to the Lord. Amen. For myself and also for you. We just give glory and honor to him this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Thanking and praising you, Lord, for life, for health, and for strength. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your truth. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise this morning because you are God and there is no other. There's no other God. Amen. In the earth, Lord God, there is no other God in the heavens except you. And we glorify your name. We give you honor and we give you praise and we bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Bless your people today, Lord God, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let your spirit move out every obstacle and everything, Lord God, that has come against their lives and come against their purpose right now. In the name of Jesus, God, rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You must move now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, because you are our protection. You are our hero. You are our strength. You are our provider. You are our help in the time of trouble. You are our keeper, oh, Lord God, and you are our great deliverer, the bringer of salvation. Oh, Lord God, and we magnify your name. Bless, Lord. Bless, 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 Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we go into your word today, Lord God. Open our minds and our hearts to receive, Lord, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Send forth revelation, Lord, directly from your throne, Lord God, and make an impression in our hearts. Make an impression on our in our soul. Make an impression in, on the landscape, Lord God, of our minds, even right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we will forever give you the praise and give you, Lord God, the glory for all the things you have done. Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, amen. We give glory, glory, glory and honor to the God of the universe, the true and the living God, amen, the one, amen, God that has all power, is all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent. We give him glory, praise, and honor. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your love toward each and every one of us. Glory to God, amen. I'm reading from Ezra today, Ezra chapters 6 through 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Then King Darius issued a decree, and a search was made in the archives where the treasures were stored in Babylon and at Ekmatha in the palace that is in the province of Media. Scroll was found, and in it a record was written thus. In the first year of King Cyrus issued a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be rebuilt, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations of it be firmly laid. Its height 60 cubits and its width 60 cubits, with three rows of heavy stones and one row of new timber. Let the expenses be paid from the king's treasury. Also, let the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple, which is in Jerusalem, and be brought to Babylon, be restored and taken back to the temple, which is in Jerusalem, each to its place, and deposit them in the house of God. Now, therefore, Tattenai, governor of the region beyond the river, and Shethar, Bosnai, and your companions, the Persians who are beyond the river, keep yourselves far from there. Let the work of this house of God alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God on its site. Moreover, I issue a decree as to what you shall do for the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God.
Let the cost be paid at the king's expense from taxes on the region beyond the river to be given immediately to these men so that they are not hindered. And whatever they need, young bulls, rams, and lambs for burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the request of the priests who are in Jerusalem. Let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet aroma to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Also, I issue a decree that whoever alters this edict, let a timber be pulled from his house and erected, and let him be hanged on it. And let his house be made a refuse heap because of this. And may the God who causes his name to dwell there destroy any king or people who put their hand to alter it or to destroy this house of God which is in Jerusalem. I, Darius, issue a decree. Let it be done diligently. Then Tattenai, governor of the region beyond the river, Shethar, Buznai, and their companions diligently did according to what King Darius had sent. So the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the command of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. Then the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the descendants of the captivity celebrated the dedication of this house of God with joy. And they offered the sacrifices at the dedication of this house of God, 100 bulls, 200 burnt offerings for all Israel, 12 male goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. They assigned the priests to their divisions and the Levites to their divisions over the service of God in Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the descendants of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, for the priests and Levites had purified themselves. All of them were ritually clean, and they slaughtered the Passover lambs for all the descendants of the captivity, for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. Then the children of Israel, who had returned from captivity, ate together with all who had separated themselves from the filth of the nations of the land in order to seek the Lord God of Israel. And they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Zariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meraroth, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzai, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Some of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Nethinim, came up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. This is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra the priest, the scribe, expert in the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace and so forth. I issue a decree that all of the people of Israel and the priests and Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you. And whereas you are being king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand. And whereas you are to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem. And whereas all the silver and gold that you may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and the priests, are to be freely offered for the house of their God in Jerusalem. Now, therefore, be careful to buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. And whatever seems good to you and to your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and gold, do it according to the will of your God. Also, the articles that are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver in full before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever more may be needed for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, pay it for the king's treasury. And I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, issue a decree to all the treasurers who are in the region beyond the river, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God, the God of heaven, may require of you, let it be done diligently, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribed limit. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it diligently be done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his son? Also, we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose tax, tribute, or customs on any of the pre-Nethanim or servants of this house of God. And you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, set magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are in the region beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your God, and teach those who do not know them. Whoever will not observe the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily on him, whether it be death or banishment or confiscation of goods or imprisonment. Blessed be the God, blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered leading men of Israel to go up with me. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon in the reign of King Artaxerxes: the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, the sons of David, Hattush, the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Perosh, Pariah, and registered with him with 150 males, of the son of Pahath Moab, Eliehone, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males, of the sons of Shechaniah, Ben Jahaziel, and with him 300 males, of the sons of Adin, Obed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males, of the sons of Elam, Jeshahiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males, of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males, of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males, the son of Shilomith, Ben, and with him 160 males, of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 78 males, the sons of Asgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males, of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these: Eliphelet, Jeel, and Shemaiah, with them 60 males, also the sons of Bigvai, Ithai, and Zabub, and with them 70 males. Now I gathered them by the river that flows to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days, and I looked among the people and the priests and found none of the sons of Levi there. Then I sent for Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Jarib, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, leaders also for Joarib and Elnathan, men of understanding. And I gave them a command for Edu, the chief man at the place of Casaphah, they should do to Edu and his brethren, the Nethinim, at the place of Casaphia, that they should bring us servants of the house of our God. Then by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us men of understanding of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, and his sons and brothers, 18 men, and Hashabiah, and with him Jephiah, of the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20 men, also of the Nethinim, whom David and the leaders had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinim, all of them were designated by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon us, all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. And I separated 12 of the leaders of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed out to them the silver, the gold, and the articles, the offering of the house of the Lord, which the king and his counselors and princes and all Israel who were present had offered. I weighed into their hands 650 talents of gold, silver articles weighing 100 talents, 100 talents of gold, 20 gold basins worth of 1,000 drachma, and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze, precious as gold. And as I said to them, you are holy to the Lord. The articles are holy also, and the silver and the gold are freewill offering to the Lord God of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the leaders of the priests and the Levites and the heads of your fathers' houses of Israel and Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So the priests and the Levites receive the silver and the gold and the articles by weight to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Then we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of the Lord was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from the ambush along the road. So we came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Now on the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the articles were weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him Eleazar, the son of Phinehas. With them were the Levites, Jozabed, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, with the number and weight of everything. All the weight was written down at that time. The children of those who had been carried away captive, who had come from the captivity, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 male goats as a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. And they delivered the Lord's orders to the king, to the king's satraps, and the governors in the region beyond the river. So they gave support to the people and the house of God. When these things were done, the leaders came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land with respect to the abominations of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Egyptians, and the Amorites. And they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed is mixed with the people of these lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and rulers has been foremost in this trespass. So when I heard this thing, I tore my garment and my robe and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard and sat down astonished. Then everyone who trembled at the words of God of Israel assembled to me because of the transgression of those who had been carried away captive. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I rose from my fasting, and having torn my garment and my robe, fell on my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, "Oh my God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you. My God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our fathers to this day, we have been very guilty, and for our iniquities, we, our kings and our priests have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, to plunder, and to humiliation as it is this day. And now for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a peg for his holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage. For we were slaves, yet our God did not forsake us in our bondage, but he extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia to revive us. To repair the house of our God, to rebuild its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded by your servants, the prophets, saying, the land which you are entering to possess is an unclean land, with the uncleanness of the peoples of the land, with their abominations which have filled it from one end to another, with their impurity. Now, therefore, do not give your daughters as wives for their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons, and never seek their peace, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it as an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, since you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve and have given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments and join in marriage with the people committing these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you had consumed us so that there would be no remnant or survivor? O Lord God of Israel, you are righteous, for we are left as a remnant as it is this day. Here we are before you in our guilt, though no one can stand before you because of this. Now while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the Lord, before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. With our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them according to the advice of my master and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to this word. So they swore an oath. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Johanan, the son of Elishuab. And when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned because of the guilt of those from captivity. And they issued a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the descendants of the captivity that they must gather at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the instructions of the leaders and elders of his property, would be confiscated, and he himself would be separated from the assembly of those from the captivity. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days in the ninth month, on the 20th month. It was the ninth month, and on the 20th of the month, and all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest and pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now, therefore, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will. Separate yourselves from the people of this land and from the pagan wives. Then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, yes, as you have said, so we must do. But there are many people. It is the season for heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside, nor is this the work of one or two days. For there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter. Please let the leaders of our entire assembly stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at the appointed times, together with the elders and judges of their cities, until the fierce wrath of God is turned away from us in this matter. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jehaziah, the son of Tikva, opposed this, and Meshullam and Shebzai, the Levite, gave them support. Then the descendants of the captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain heads of the father's households, were set apart by the father's households, each of them by name, and they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. By the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. And among the sons of the priests who had taken pagan wives, the following were found of the Jeshua, the son of Zozadak, and his brothers, Messiah, Eleazar, Jerob, and Gedaliah. And they gave their promise that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they presented a ram of the flock as their trespass offering. Also of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Jebediah, of the sons of Hiram, Messiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah, of the sons of Pashur, Elionai, Messiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Sabed, and Elisha. Also of the Levites, Josabed, Shimei, Kaliah, the same as Kalida, and Pepahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Also of the singers, Eliashib, and of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. And others of Israel, of the sons of Perosh, Ramiah, Jeziah, Malchiah, Mijabin, Eleazar, Malchijah, Benaiah, and of the sons of Elam, Paniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Eliah, of the sons of Zatu, Elionai, Eliashib, Mataniah, Jeremoth, Zabed, and Ezosah, of the sons of Bebai, Jehonanan, Hananiah, Zabai, Athlai, and of the sons of Bani, Meshalem, Maluk, Adiah, Jashub, Sheel, and Ramoth, of the sons of Peleth, Moab, Adna, Shelai, Benaiah, Messiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, Benu, and Manasseh, and of the sons of Hiram, Eleazar, Ishajah, and Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah, of the sons of Hashuam, Mataniah, Matata, Zabad, Eliaseth, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei, of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, El, Benaiah, Bendiah, Sheel, Benaiah, Meremoth, Eliashub, Mataniah, Matanai, Jasai, Beni, Benu, Shimei, Shalmiah, Nathan, Adaliah, Mechnadebai, Shashai, Sharai, Azrai, Shalemiah, Shalemara, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Sheel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zibina, Zadai, Joel, and Benaya. Of these, all these had taken pagan wives, and some of them have wives. Some of them had wives by whom they had children. I have read, and you have heard from Ezra chapters 6 through 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of His Word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I pray that you will continue to join us through this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.